May I introduce Herr Wilhelm Brechschaft of the Munich Police, Mr. and Mrs. Temple.
How do you do, Herr Brechschaft?
I am delighted to meet you, Mrs. Temple. Mr. Temple.
I'm delighted to meet you, Herr Brechschaft. But please, let me get you another drink.
Oh, not at the moment, if you don't mind, sir.
Charlie told us to help ourselves. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, I should think so, after all these years. Are you here on holiday, Herr Brechschaft?
Not exactly a holiday, Mrs. Temple.
I picked Herr Brechschaft up at London Airport this evening. It's an unofficial visit, at least so far as the press are concerned.
It is, however, a matter of some urgency, Mr. Temple. My colleagues and myself are engaged upon an inquiry, and I have come to ask for help from Sir Graham Forbes.
Is it a murder case, Herr Brechschaft?
No. It concerns a well-known school near Garmisch-Partenkirchen in Bavaria.
Not Weldon's.
Oh, that is the place. You know it, Mrs. Temple?
A great friend of mine was expelled from there. They were very strict in those days.
They are still strict. That is why this affair is extraordinary. The young ladies are under close supervision, yet one of them has disappeared.
Disappeared? What kind of school is this?
It's one of the best finishing schools on the continent. Very exclusive.
Brechschaft tells me that it's owned and run by a widow, an Englishwoman. Mrs. Elizabeth Weldon.
That's right. Her pupils come from all over Europe, indeed from all over the world.
How old are these girls?
Oh, 16 to 19.
And the missing girl?
She's 18.
And English. That's why Brechschaft's here.
Her name is Betty Conrad. She is the daughter of a Harley Street psychiatrist.
Oh.
The circumstances are most unusual. The girl seems to have vanished into thin air. My men have made many inquiries, but so far we have been unable to throw any light upon this strange affair.
I see. Are there any other facts?
Yes, there are many facts, Mr. Temple. We discovered that Betty Conrad had been friendly with a young Englishman named Dennis Harper.
Dennis Harper?
Yes. He works in the Anglo-Continental Bank at Munich. When the girl disappeared, Harper was not to be found, and we thought they might have gone away together. But he returned a few days later. He had been on a motoring holiday in Austria and knew nothing at all about Betty Conrad's disappearance. Mm-hmm. Indeed, he seemed to be genuinely upset when we told him about it.